I just couldn't get away from it. But now it's quite different. I don't have such a bad mouth for it.
When they bought meal or flour, feed for the animals, it would come in a kind of sack.
Well, it'd come in these great big, I don't know whether it was 100-pound sacks or 200-pound sacks.
Real rough material?
Yeah, burlap. Right. And I know when they get, if they had to get oat seed and the kind, it came in those big burlap sacks.
Yes, sir.
And they were much over 100 pounds. I know, because they were wide things that way.
When you go to the store now and buy some fruit, the grocer will put them in a
plastic bag. You put them in there yourself if you're at a self-service place.
Okay, or a big brown bag.
Oh yeah, that's right. They package them. You see, when you check out, you use a cart to go to the. If you get such things, onions, potatoes, anything like that, you put them in your plastic bag, you put them in your cart, and then they put them in the brown bags when they check you out, and the boy puts them in your cart.
Would a sack ever be used as a unit of measure or a type of measure? Like, would they ever have a kind of, would they ever weigh out a sack of sugar or something?
Well,
like that?
Yes, and when you're preserving, we always had scales, and if you want to use 5 pounds of sugar, you'd weigh that on the sack, you see.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. You'd have a plastic one, man.
It'd be a what?
It'd be a paper sack. You would not have plastic.
Yes.
At that time. And you had to do that because you got your sugar in these great big barrels of sugar. I don't know. It was more than 100 pounds of them, I know. And your flour. Everything like that was bulk, except we didn't buy a meal like that because we made it ourselves. I mean, we had it at home. Sometimes we didn't make a good corn crop or something. We would have to buy, but wouldn't buy it in those big and they'd come in sacks.
What would you call the amount of meal that you take, the meal that you take to the mill at one time to be ground? You know what a turn was, a turn or something?
Turn, yeah. Well, I just don't know how the amount, because of his, when Daddy did, he ground it and had the in the commissary for the tenants on the place.
Yes, ma'am.
And they came there, you see, to get their, and of course they'd get grits and they'd get meal too. But of course the flour and the sugar, you always had it.
Nowadays, when the light burns out in an electric light, you just put in a new
bulb.
Light bulb?
Mm-hmm.
But?
Well, when we, and I was talking about the big house, we didn't have any, that was one thing, we didn't have electric.
Mm-hmm.
We had lamps. We had wall lamps. We had every type you ever see, and I said, that's the reason I don't want to smell the kerosene now. That was one thing that Mama did not make the Negroes do. She let us do it. Said if they didn't do it, get the chimney. It had to be done every day. And
chimney.
Smell kerosene. You couldn't help but get it on your hands. I cannot bear to smell it right now.
And you used to stick your the curling brush down there, didn't you?
No, I don't think I ever did that.
You never did that?
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Light told me she used to do that. Curl her hair. Women would do that and curl her hair.
I didn't do that. And she's younger than I am, so
Other name for the kerosene, they called it what?
Coal.
Now, nails came in a what?
Kegs.
Kegs, right.
We were about this tall, and about that big around, and made of very hard wood, and they had the...